Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Labota, freelance journalist and FAST team representative in Southwest Florida, who is today's host.
This is Amy Labota, your host with Florida Aviation Network. I have with me here at Orlando International Airport, Irma Arizmendi with corporate communications at JetBlue Airways. She's also the secretary of the new JetBlue Foundation. The JetBlue Foundation is working very hard to help grow the next generation of aviation professionals, not just pilots. You want to tell me a little bit about how JetBlue got into the business of finding the next generation?
Absolutely. So as part of corporate social responsibility, we have three pillars, which include youth and education. And it was our mission to kind of move forward the aviation industry by creating educational opportunities and grants for students who were looking to pursue a career in aviation or STEM, to encourage a career moving down the line and building relationships for our aviation industry. So in essence, JetBlue is kind of moving forward the mission to encourage students to participate and engage in careers in aviation.
Terrific. So your flight to Sun and Fun, how many years have you guys done this?
This is actually the second year, which is very exciting for us. Last year we had schools that were participating in our Gateway program, but this year we actually invited 12 schools who actually applied for grants at the JetBlue Foundation. So we have about 6 or 7 schools coming from New York and about 5 from Florida.
The JetBlue Foundation is set up to give out these grants. How much money are we talking about for these schools?
So the first year we gave actually 3 grants of $25,000 based on eligibility and the criteria. You know, there's a certain criteria that we wanted to make sure because we're following through and we asked the schools to follow up with us and let us know how their programs are doing. So it's pretty intense, the grant-making process. But this year we'll be granting $100,000 worth of grants to participating schools.
So 4 schools, 5 schools, you're not sure how you're going to break it out
yet? It all depends on the grants this year. I think it would be, because we got so much interest last year, it would be interesting to see how many schools would come back this year and if there would be a compelling case for an extra school. Absolutely. But as we stand, probably 4 schools.
All right. Terrific. Now, where do schools, and we're talking about high schools and universities,
yes.
Right?
Yes, because we want to encourage as early as possible, and at the high school level, it's absolutely important for us to kind of move the process to help kids who are interested in moving and also pursuing a college education and aviation as well.
Okay. Where do they go to get more information about the JetBlue Foundation and the possibility of applying for grants?
So if you go to www.jetblue.com/CSR, you will find our CSR Corporate Social Responsibility page, and on that page there's information about the JetBlue Foundation. But you can also email askjbfoundation@jetblue.com.
Terrific. Irma, thank you so much for taking the time to come over and talk with us. I know you've got a busy day. How many kids are going to participate on our quick hop from Orlando International Airport over to Lakeland Linder Airport today?
I would say about 80, 90 students today.
Okay, and then they're chaperones?
And they're chaperones. So it'll be a full charter, so it's about 150. Participants.
That's about right for this airplane. We're going to go in probably the biggest airplane that's going to be on that airfield today.
Yeah. It is the biggest, yeah.
Terrific. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. We're getting ready to board, so we're going to wrap this up, and we'll be back in a few minutes on the airplane at Florida Aviation Network.
Dave has approved free movies on the flight over there. Problem is, our flight time is about 20 minutes today, so you probably pick up about the first 20 minutes or so. But it is a short flight on the way over. We are very excited to take you over there. Just a quick note, once we get on the ground, we'll have to do some taxiing and meandering around to get to the point where we're going to be on static display today. So it's probably going to seem like a little bit of time once we get there. But bear with us, and we'll probably take about 10 or 15 minutes until we get those doors open, so bear with us. And other than that, when we're going into Lakeland, it's obviously it's an air show, so there's a lot of general aviation aircraft around. So when you're looking out the windows, you're likely going to see some other general aviation aircraft, so don't worry when you see other aircraft. It seems a little bit closer than normal. It's all under control. So anyway, again, my name is Brian. If you need anything, give us a shout. It's great to have you on board. Welcome.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Lobota and Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network.
All right, I am now here on board one of JetBlue's newest airplanes with a whole bunch of very excited students, teachers, and JetBlue professionals as we make our way taxiing at Orlando International Airport to go to Lakeland Linder Airport and Sun and Fun today. I have with me Joanna Gerke, and she is the president of the JetBlue Foundation. Now, the JetBlue Foundation is different from JetBlue Airways, and yet, tell me a little bit about its formation and what you're trying to do.
Sure. So we're really excited. In 2013, we launched the JetBlue Foundation. It's a not-for-profit that is in part funded by JetBlue, but we'll also be launching this year some fundraising opportunities directly for the foundation. And it's all about how do we support science, technology, engineering, and math in our educational system. Obviously, being an airline, making sure that we have future talent that is well-versed in those areas is critical to not only the survivability of the industry, but also to getting the best and the brightest as we look forward to the future. And it's no great secret that in the United States, focus and interest in STEM is down a bit. So JetBlue saw this as a great opportunity to partner an airline and through the foundation support educational institutions in those areas. So while it's not limited to aviation, most of the schools that have applied for grants are in fact airline aviation educational institutions, but also we've had a number of programs also apply for grants. Last year we issued 3 grants, each $25,000, to York College, and that was associated with the creation of a dispatch program, to Sun and Fun, specifically Central Aerospace Academy, Polk Alliance, and Travis Career Center, and those funds are going to be used towards the purchase of equipment as they further their maintenance program, and then Aviation High School as well. And it's such an exciting opportunity to really give back to an area that's so critical to fostering JetBlue and, frankly, the entire airline industry growth into the future. Foundation is consists of a number of JetBlue members who act as board members on the foundation. And this year is our second year, and we're looking forward to really taking it to the next level in terms of communication platform and media and building partnerships with other organizations that specialize in this area, such as potentially Golden Code and other areas. So really exciting, really exciting stuff.
Please be seated for takeoff.
Terrific. Well, we're number one for departure, just like the man said. So, Joanna, thank you for taking the time to talk with Florida Aviation Network, which is also a nonprofit.
Yep.
And we look forward to talking to you more during Sun and Fun.
Great speaking to you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.